Welcome to the online ministry of La Jolla United Methodist Church, a congregation of faithful Christians along the beautiful Southern California coast. Together we seek to grow in individual spirituality and in community with one another. All are invited to join in this vibrant faith community. More information can be found on our website at lajollaunitedmethodist.org. May you be enriched in the hearing of these words, and may you receive and enjoy God's blessing.
Good morning and Merry Christmas, brothers and sisters. Today's scriptures reading comes from both the Old and the New Testament as translated in the Common English Bible. The Old Testament reading is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 52, verses 7 through 10, in which the prophet Isaiah proclaims, "How beautiful upon the mountain are the feet of a messenger who proclaims peace, who brings good news, who proclaims salvation, who says to Zion, 'Your God rules.' Listen, your lookouts lift their voice. They sing out together. Right before their eyes, they see the Lord returning to Zion. Break into song together, you ruins of Jerusalem. The Lord has comforted his people and has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm in view of all the nations. All the ends of the earth have seen our God's victory." The New Testament reading comes from the Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 1, verses 1 through 4, which describes how God's new covenant supersedes anything that has come before. In the past, God spoke through the prophets to our ancestors in many times and many ways. In these final days, though, he spoke to us through a son. God made his son the heir of everything and created the world through him. The son is the light of God's glory and the imprint of God's being. He maintains everything with his powerful message. After he carried out the cleansing of the people from their sins, he sat down at the right side of the highest majesty. And the Son became so much greater than the other messengers, such as the angels, that he received a more important title than theirs." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
One of the things that I love about Christmas, as I noted earlier, is the tradition of generosity. And you may recall that the tradition of generosity we often affiliate with St. Nicholas of Myra from the third century, a bishop of Greek descent, who had a habit. He's the patron saint in the Catholic tradition, not only of children, but of sailors, of unmarried people. He's got a, sort of a long list. And there are a number of pretty incredible things that are attributed to St. Nicholas of Myra. But one of the things that really is the tradition that our understanding of Santa Claus is rooted in is his habit of anonymously giving gifts to children. What a great expression of generosity. I remember as a dad, there comes a time, I'm going to be careful, parents, I promise I'm going to be careful. There came a time where I needed to talk to my kids about Santa Claus differently. We all know what I'm talking about. And it became important to me to express my ongoing affirmation of the spirit of Santa Claus. My ongoing affirmation of the spirit of Santa Claus and how essential it is when we get a greater understanding of the spirit of Santa Claus that we recognize that part of what we must do is take on that spirit ourselves. That we must recognize that we have been recipients of extraordinary generosity. And one way we might respond, listen, I use some more child-friendly words when I talk to my kids about this, but One way we might respond to that experience of extraordinary generosity is to step into a generous role ourselves. Does that make sense what I'm saying? So I think for me, as a dad, but also as a clergy person, I continue to believe in Santa Claus because I continue to believe in that essence of generosity. Now, also as a clergy person, I think it's deeply important that we connect that to the Christmas story that we read in sacred text and remember that the presence of Emmanuel, the presence of God with us, the presence of Jesus, one who saves, is an extraordinary gift, is an extraordinary expression of God humbling God's self, in Paul's words, emptying God's self, to experience the world as we do, to come into the world in vulnerability, in such a way that the world can treat this presence of God in the way that the world sometimes treats many, with harsh words and harsh realities and quick judgments. And yet what we learn is that God's presence is enough, not only for God to endure the pressures of the world, but for all of us to experience grace and peace and hope and light and love such that we too can endure. And it's almost unimaginable, or as I like to think of from one of my favorite non-Christmas movies, The Princess Bride, inconceivable. Inconceivable that there is even this tiniest experience of that remarkable, inconceivable generosity. Do you see how those expressions of generosity are connected? I think we have to share that generosity. Now, sometimes in Christian circles, we have a tendency to say, well, we have to reflect that generosity in particular ways, or using particular words, or using particular generosity. And I think there's probably some value in that, but I don't think that it has to be limited to that. I think as long as we can shine the light of love and hope, that that's probably a pretty good thing, whatever language we use. Imagine how you have had someone in your life just say the right thing or be the right presence in such a world, and maybe they came from your church family, and maybe they came from outside your church family, but they lifted up your life in that moment. We've talked before about how we all have the opportunity to be in someone's presence, to be in someone's life in a way that lifts them up, that shines a light in the darkness. Those might be opportunities that we talk about our faith and our spirituality, and those might be times when we sit and just be with someone as that light. Now, some of these ideas are reflected in a song, and the song is, well, I told you earlier that you're going to have a couple of choices about songs that we might hear. And this idea is reflected in one particular song. It's a classic hymn that I've arranged a little bit in a different way, but a classic hymn, Go Tell It on the Mountain. We heard it beautifully last night at Christmas Eve. That's one of your choices if you would like to hear an arrangement of Go Tell It on the Mountain. If you're Gen X like me, it's going to sound a little bit like Hootie and the Blowfish. But here's your, there's, I see a vote. Good. Thanks, Wayne. But Let me at least tell you what the other one is. The other one is also connected with the spirit of generosity. It's the story of the Magi who come. Now, the classic hymn is called We Three Kings. Scripturally, we don't know how many there were, but the hymn says We Three Kings. And that's your other choice, is a rock and roll arrangement of We Three Kings that may also sound a little bit like Hootie and the Blowfish. Gen X, I own it. Do y'all have a preference? Go Tell It on the Mountain. Both. Good gravy. All y'all know, I'm an extrovert. I mean, I'll do it, but it's interesting. You know, in annual conference terms, we would call this a moment of personal privilege. I'm happy to share, and I like to share. I also recognize that there are so many with good gifts, I sometimes get a little uptight about, well, am I making too much stuff about me? But I'm going to hear you out, and I'm going to start with Go Tell It on the Mountain, and then we'll move on to We Three Kings. I got to wait until I can find the power button here. All right. You got it, Dave? All right. Having heard that, are you sure you want We Three Kings? All right. I confess it's in the same key.
We Three Kings of Orient are bearing gifts, we traverse afar. Mooring mountain, following yonder star. Born a king on Bethlehem's plain, gold I bring to crown him again. King forever, ceasing never, war over his soul to. And stones, the deity night, prayer and praising, voices raising, worship of God on high. Whoa, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright. with leading, still proceeding. Guide us to thy perfect life. Myrrh is mine, its bitter perfume breathes a life of gathering gloom. Sorrow, anxiety, bleeding, dying, sealed in the stone cold tomb. Glorious now, behold him arise, King and God and sacrifice.
Listen, me and my Gen X guitar playing, acoustic guitar playing life, I love to share this gift, and I appreciate you receiving these gifts with joy. But as we conclude, you all are gifted in a variety of ways. Share it. Share it. Share the gifts that you have. Whatever those gifts are, share them. Amen.